Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. If you've been listening to my shows, you know I love snow. But hey, you catch those warm winter days. And we've had a thaw going on here for a little bit, so the snow is now gone. My pond is melted, can't skate on it. So what do you do on those warm winter days? I'll share a few things that I do, but I'm going to pose a few questions to you as well. So let's go to exercise and start there. What did you used to do in the fall, the spring, the summer? Well, hey, these are the days that you can say, hey, look, I can get out and go for that long walk I used to do. Whatever. See, for me, I've been on the elliptical. I have one in my basement and a workout room, weights, and I've been doing that most of the winter. But hey, I can get outside and split a little extra firewood and just, hey, guess what? The basketball, and I was thinking about this one. Growing up, it didn't matter what the temperature was outside, even the dead of winter. You're out there playing basketball, and the ball does not bounce well in the winter time, and that has to do with the physics of air inside the ball. But on those warm winter days, you can get out there and shoot hoops, just something as simple as that. Well, I'm going to talk to you about not the groundhog, because, yes, it was just Groundhog Day, but where I used to live, there was a neighbor, and he loved his gardening and being outside all the time. But as soon as the winter hit, he was gone. I called him the groundhog because guess what? The groundhog is gone all winter long, so is he. And then you catch a warm winter day and bang, and he's out there with a rake on his front lawn. So you see, each one of us has like our own little personal preferences about who we are and you know what you can do. Well, for me, and I mentioned about the snow going here, well, there was a tree that I cut down, just huge one, just before the winter. It was an ash, and with the emerald ash borer killing the trees all in this area, this tree was a danger, had to be cut down. But I couldn't get on it, and I needed the ground to be frozen to get a tractor out there near it because it's near one of my ponds. And I needed a little bit warmer weather to get there, and so I was able to cut up a tree, buck it up. And that's actually a term used for cutting it up into smaller pieces and move it out of there. Well, how about this? On those warm winter days, if you happen to be, we'll call them a hands-on guy or gal, what happens if you can work on your spring machinery? Yesterday, and I'm using the one specific day, it was in the 60s here. I got my rototiller because the pull cord wasn't moving the correct way. I worked on it, got the rototiller started. I had a home, I guess like an estate sale, I bought a gas pole pruner. And on another warm winter day, I actually had changed all the fuel lines and a primer bulb on it. And yesterday, I'm priming it, and I got it just about started. It's saying to me, hey, I want to go, but didn't get it all the way there. But I know I will get that guy started. Well, you see, when you want to change gas lines or something, you guys know this, you can. And when I say guys, that means guys and gals. Where I grew up, we would even say use guys, and that meant boys and girls, just like some of the vernacular we use. Well, if you want to learn something about your machinery, you can YouTube it. And just be careful, because there's some guys who, you know, like in anything, claim that they're like the expert, but find the expert out there and enjoy it. So those warm winter days, the gardening, what about cleanup? Yesterday, and I kid you not, I just spoke to you about the rototiller, the gas pole pruner. I split a few pieces of wood, not many, but I got into the garden, and not for a garden cleanup. You see, I have huge gardens on the farm here, and while I was able to prune the grapes, and I actually have a northern kiwi, and I was able to prune that as well. So, you see, warm winter days, just say, hey, can I get out my garden? And sometimes you got a little garden cleanup. And this one was prune it. I left the piles of everything I pruned there just because of time's sake. I explained what I've been doing during one warm weather winter day. So I still need to, another warm winter day to get out there and clean up the piles of everything I pruned up. So what happens if you're a hiker? Hey, some of you will hike, but you know, if there's snows, it's a little bit difficult to get out there, safety, all that. On this day, a hike. What about biking? I speak to my nephew Wyatt, who lives in the Washington, D.C. area, which is much warmer down south from me. And about 2 weeks ago, he goes, yeah, I got on a 15-mile bike ride. I said, no, you're kidding me. So you know, those warm winter days, get out there. If you happen to be the outdoor guy or gal like me, I'm a guy though, by the way, what about spring prep for your outdoor gear? And I think this is important. Those of you that are fishing men and women, well, what about changing the line, checking out all of your gear, getting outside, taking your tackle box outside because it's nice outside and sitting there and looking at all the hooks. If something is rusty, hey, you want to make those changes. Your canoes, kayaks, and all the gear. One of mine happens to be, I winter over all my canoe, kayaks, and all the gear in one of my barns. Well, you can get inside there, open the barn door, enjoy that fresh air, and do a double check of all your gear. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, another key thing on those warm winter days, how about checking your property for damage? Walk around, take a look at branches that may have fallen. You may want to go away from your house at a distance with a pair of binoculars to check your roof out. Could be a branch, maybe a shingle, just you know, a windstorm, whatever, got pulled off. Things that you may need to have repaired. If you are not comfortable, and I'm always talking about safety, and you see that there's damage up there, maybe it's a gutter that's pulled away, whatever, then hire a professional to do it. It's worth it to pay a few dollars to be safe. So you might want to also, as the winter went on, some water got leaked in somewhere, and on those warm weather days, well, now it's warm enough to caulk something. So once again, if it's not high up and you feel safe about doing it, you might want to caulk something. And again, if it's you see that there's a problem, you know that there's a problem, then hire a professional. Better to spend money you've got to be safe. And what about just like, hey, how about going for a walk in your neighborhood on these days? How about going for a walk out in nature? If you're a birder, you take your binoculars, I call them binos, and you're out there, and you will be at peace. And isn't that what life is about? Remember, it's still the winter, but warm weather days are ahead. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.